Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
You guys know we're all about keeping it real, so I'm going to try again.
Kate, nope, I will kill you.
This is all in here.
No multiple takes.
And there's no more take twos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Ready? Mm-hmm. You guys know we're all about keeping it real, so let's talk about something making a real change for vets in active duty right now, Zyn nicotine pouches. If you're looking for a way to enjoy nicotine, America's number one nicotine pouch comes in 10 varieties like wintergreen, spearmint, coffee, and two different strengths, 3 milligrams to kick off your experience and 6 milligrams to take it up a notch. Zyn is smoke-free, spit-free, hands-free, giving you more freedom to move. Plus, it comes as is. No batteries or devices needed to get your Zyn on, which is one less thing to worry about on your next trip to the PX. Look, when it comes to making a change, we know progress is more important than perfection, and Zyn knows it too, because everyone is on a different path. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. If you're curious about what a premium nicotine experience looks like, head to your local convenience store, PX, or Zyn.com to find out. ZYN.com.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Blog 30. Today we have 3 rounds of the magazine. Number one, everybody get online. It's going to be the biggest police call the East Coast has ever seen, because, my friends, we're looking for an F-35, as well as the dignity of the entire Marine Corps across the state of South Carolina. Round number two, a U.S. Navy employee she was being a scandalous little minx and got in trouble for doing something I would completely do if I had the ability to do it. And we're going to talk about that. And finally, round number three, some vigilantes are taking over Atlanta. I support it, but I'm not sure if the other prudes who are my co-host will at all. Huh. It's a big show today. I feel like this first show, it gave me so much joy. Just knowing that we will never be involved in anything like this. We most likely had never been involved in anything like this, because I've been in places where I think the worst that I saw somebody lose was lost equipment was when I was in Iraq. I'd been in with recon for like 2 or 3 days, and this dude lost his night vision goggles. It was like the brand new ones that had thermal in them as well. Very, very expensive, very hard to find. You weren't going to get a replacement easy. And he lost it on like a field op. They had no idea where it was. The entire group had been going through, like doing the inventory over and over again, bringing everything out of their rooms, their racks, whatever, putting it out on front, doing a inventory, could not find it. And the recon first sergeant fucked this kid up. Like, it was the worst legit hazing I've ever seen. Like, he was, okay, well, maybe you'll be able to find him after you run around Camp Fallujah once. Go run around and then, like, have somebody go around, and then he would come back and he'd have to look for it. It was just over and over and over again. That was for night vision goggles. I'm sure you guys have all seen somebody lose something and how terrible that experience it is, not just for the person that lost it, but for the entire unit as a whole. This has got to be that in spades, right? Has to.
There's no comparison. Nothing like this to this magnitude has ever happened.
This is an item to the tune of about $1.2 trillion type deal with a T. Money that you can't even
imagine. That's for the whole system, right? The whole program, each individual plane, $80 million for each one of those planes that is lost. So, Kate, walk us through. It's the top story of the day. What happened here?
Yeah, this comes to us from Newsweek, who pulled no punches in the first line. The U.S. military is being mocked online. Boy, nothing worse than that. Yeah. We all know that personally.
No, I'm not going to say we were. I'm going to say they were. We're not involved in that shit. This isn't on us. We didn't do anything.
I'm just saying we know what it feels like to be mocked online for various reasons. It's not a good feeling, but this is times a million. After a military base in South Carolina appealed to members of the public to help locate their missing F-35 fighter jet. We've talked at length about the F-35 on here. It has been, many say, kind of a debacle over the last couple decades, I feel like, as it hit all sorts of issues as it was developed. It finally got released. It had all kinds of issues. And now we have lost one, okay?
But I think it's kind of good. Like, there's a lot of issues, but there is a bright side to this bad boy. Do you know
what it is?
Well,
that it's clearly very stealthy, right?
It's very stealthy. It's incredible.
We can't find it.
It's too stealth for even us.
That's right. An F-35B Lightning II stealth fighter jet was involved in a mishap on Sunday, according to military officials based in Charleston, South Carolina. The aircraft pilot ejected safely and was transferred to a local medical center in stable condition. But where'd their plane go? Oh, we don't know. They dipped out, and that plane apparently kept on rolling through the skies. They are still trying to locate the F-35, according to officials. The jet was part of a training squadron with the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing, and search efforts are focusing around Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion between Charleston and Columbia, based on the last known position of the F-35. And one of the crazier things to me was when this news first came out, when they were like, hey, we need help, the military did not make it clear which direction this thing was going. And it wasn't super clear to us if this thing was still in the air and should we be concerned? Like, I guess they don't continue flying after you eject.
They didn't know, right?
So that's the important part, Kate, that I actually... Forgive me, I'm, you know, not big into our arsenal when it comes to planes, but I was reading our guy Chief's blog. Apparently this thing can get hacked. This can get hacked and you can fly it without the pilot. So in theory, Russia, China could hack it, pilot could eject, and that thing could keep going.
According to who? It's like, who do you believe? And like the general public,
Chief.
I believe Chief. I was in the military, and I don't know if jet planes, once someone ejects, can a jet plane continue flying, or is that an automatic crash? Like, there's
I thought you ejected only when you knew for certain that the plane was donezo. I didn't know you just did it because it was like a Tuesday afternoon and you were tired of flying and you needed to get up out of that thing. I had no idea that was part of it.
You have a button like that in front of you, your finger's itching to hit it. I'm just
this
saying.
This pilot's safe, right? Like, I have it. He's okay, or she's okay. This pilot's
They're
fine,
okay.
Right?
I'm going to assume it's man, okay, this time around.
Woman got lost, classic.
But nothing I was reading, I was like, man, if I lived in that area, should I be concerned? Like, they didn't really make a whole lot clear. If you have any information that may help our recovery teams locate the F-35, please call the Base Defense Operations Center, the Post added. If I'm a hillbilly.
I need access to those logs. Need it. Need access to those call logs.
And no offense, if I'm using the term hillbilly kindly, if I live in the boonies, because those woods out there in the boonies
of thick
South Carolina, if that thing lands on my property, buddy, I'm not telling a soul. That's fucking
you know what we call that in the biz, Kate? That's called finders, keepers, losers, weepers. That's what that's
exactly.
called.
Exactly. I'm going to start making moonshine in it. With a little bit of jet fuel mixed into it, okay? I'm not telling a soul. How the hell do you lose an F-35, said Nancy Mace, a Republican rep from South Carolina. She wrote that on Twitter. How is there not a tracking device? And we're asking the public to, what, find a jet and turn it in?
It's a fair question. Fair question. Like, you find it, then what? Okay. Who do you call? Is there a hotline for the Pentagon?
I love these already because I'm sure we're going to get there, but we are going down a road.
Quality sleep optimizes recovery, helping professional and everyday athletes perform their best. Only the Sleep Number Smart Bed is proven to improve the quality of sleep and provides valuable insights that can be used to support overall wellness. Talent on a college team allows the best players to outperform their opponents, but in the NFL, everyone is talented. Players entering the draft need every competitive edge they can get, starting with quality sleep. Training will only get more intense as players transition to the pros, so to optimize recovery, they can rely on Sleep Number for consistent, high-quality sleep. Experience game-changing sleep with a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store.
Where this is President Biden's fault that a pilot did this and that it's an F-35. And ultimately, I guess it is because he's the commander-in-chief. True. But it's just, imagine, he's like, I got so much other shit going on. My son's indicted. He's going to get indicted again. They're accusing me of weaponizing the Justice Department, even though my son just got indicted and he's about to get indicted again.
Hey, let me ask you two a question, because you deal with school and daycare. I'm not there yet with Maggie, but what is the feeling when you get a call?
She's been slacking on that, by the way.
Yeah.
You're slacking on Maggie's education.
Sorry, you're right. What is the feeling like when you get a call, Kate, like when Cash was, you know, into some trouble at daycare? Yeah, what was that feeling like?
You feel bad. You feel like, what am I doing wrong as a parent? That, like, even if it turns out it's just something that a phase that tons of kids go through, right. You feel like, oh my God, I suck. Like, what is wrong with me? Yeah.
So what do you think President Biden feels when he gets the call like, hey, Hunter's in trouble again for hookers and crack again? I mean, that must be all-time horrible.
Probably, I mean, he's been doing it for like 45, 50 years now. So he's probably kind of used to it.
Yeah, he probably doesn't care
anymore. I like getting a call from me that McCartney was talking during lunch. Like, of course, that's who they are. Like, you kind of expect
I'd say to him at this point, a worse call is that, hey, sir, we got a missing F-35.
Yeah,
and nobody can account for it. That's a bad now to me.
Though, too. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to find that Hunter took control of that thing, and he's flying.
He's using it
to
pay off his debts.
Yeah,
he's Columbia somewhere. Anyway, Twitter, social media was having a field day with this. The USMC lost an F-35 today and are asking for the public's help to find it. I suggest they put up some flyers.
That was a good one.
Sounds like the stealth systems are working fine, said another social media user. It's honestly ridiculous. This plane isn't already recovered. A lot of people saying that. Other accounts posted images of handouts showing an F-35 is missing and pictures with jets, with jet tracking devices. People saying, like, put an Apple AirTag on the tail of that thing. Screenshots widely shared online showed an eBay ad for the missing jet. There's also people who's
the eBay one was good because it identified the plane as used.
Yeah.
Light new condition.
Remember, I had a guy in my unit get in trouble for trying to sell night vision goggles on eBay. And that's where troops go to sell their fucking military gear they're not supposed to. He was trying to pay for his wife's boob job, friendly reminder. She did get it. Fab.
Good initiative, good judgment. Yeah.
Yeah. The US Marines missing F-35 could travel for hundreds of miles on autopilot after its pilot ejected mid-flight. So, okay, it can keep flying. It can keep going after the crash.
Do you know what I think this is, if they can control it from a long distance? What if they designed it that way? Because if things start going poorly, you essentially have a built-in kamikaze pilot. Like, you turn that F-35 into a drone.
I mean, I don't know that I love the idea of purposely crashing an $80 million jet, but you're absolutely right. It could be used in that regard.
You'd like to think that they'd find a way to be able to manually land it if they can do that.
Yes.
That would be great, too.
Yes.
My other question that they didn't make immediately clear was, what was the payload on this F-35?
Yeah.
Ooh,
like, good question. What kind of weapons did we have on this sucker? Was there anything loaded?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're you know doing some sort of target practice or gunnery, you got to have some weapons. But I wonder how often they go up fully loaded. Because what's the
I would imagine
the need,
not
right?
that often.
But just still to ease the public mind, like, this is how people start talking and get paranoid, and like, you'd think they'd really make it super clear, and then being quiet on
it. I didn't realize how autopilot was. That's pretty damn autopilot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty damn autopilot. Could travel for hundreds of miles if it was full. Historically, an aircraft without a pilot can fly a long way on autopilot. The aircraft is stealth, so it has different coatings and designs that make it more difficult to detect. And there's lots of hobbyists that track planes all around the world. And it's like, as soon as that Russian
guy Kyle does down, it. He was tweeting about it the other
day. Our guy Kyle. And people are showing, you know how when you do a police call, when you're a Lance Corporal and you have to do a police call and you and the unit, you're zigzagging across the field, picking up brass together in a line. It's like 15 planes. You can see their flight paths zigzagging across South Carolina as they're looking for this plane. The visuals
That's
are
awesome.
Crazy.
Like, how do you, even if, like, because it crashed now, like, we know that it crashed and that there's been, like, debris fields and things like that. But how is there no smoke plume? Like, how is there nothing?
I don't know. Well, to Kate's earlier point, it's very possible. I didn't see what the terrain was like, but it's possible that it was just so thick forest thick that and... maybe there was nobody around.
I mean, it's rural. And sometimes, you know, those areas,
if a jet falls
like
in the forest and there's no one around to see it, does it make a noise?
Also, if it did hit one of the lakes and go into the lakes,
that's what I thought originally,
fire.
Why they couldn't find it. Like, because they said it was around some lakes. I thought, oh, this thing probably went into a lake. You're never going to find it.
Well, that's.
Yeah, and all those swamps, too, I guess. And if it flies until it's out of fuel, then it might not have as much accelerant.
Mm.
Either way, you would think of a fucking jet falling out of the air without a pilot. Somebody would notice. I mean, there's many Bojangles around. Nobody was at a Bojangle getting a blueberry biscuit and saw a plane crash. Nobody.
Well, maybe this is how we're getting back at China. They flew the weather balloon over here, so we're sending just an unmanned F-35 to fly over them for a little while and screw with them. But yeah, it is just absolutely crazy. It's such a bad look for the military. Yeah. I had some of the guys here asking me, what happens to when a pilot of a plane that expensive messes up? Like, what happens to them? They were asking me if the pilot's going to be in trouble. I said, it depends on if they can determine if the issue was fully the plane or if it was user error. And then there's two different paths that get taken depending on those findings, right?
I would say the likelihood of them getting in trouble is very small because they're officers. So...
True. Good point.
If such is the way the world works. Sorry. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I think it's hard to prove.
Had to be hard to prove negligence in that, right? I would imagine that's a big part of it. Like, if you can prove negligence, because with as many problems that they have in those planes, it legit might not be the pilot's fault. Like, and if you have to err on the side of caution, you don't have a whole lot of time to decide, do I stick around here and put my head underneath the hood and see what's going on? Or do I get the fuck out of here so I don't die? Like, I think that's different, though, with it being an international incident, being such a black eye for the Marine Corps and for the military as a whole right now, that plays a part in discipline for sure.
Yeah. They were asking me, too, what if this thing did fly into the ocean? Could a Russian submarine steal it and take the technology? I'm like, I guess so, but that's not that's not likely. But like, people, the less info they give us, the more we're speculating and coming up with crazy ass theories and all kinds of shit. I don't know.
You could tell all of our colleagues there too. The other reason I think this pilot won't get in trouble, you invest a lot of time and money into training these F-35, I mean, pilots in general, across all branches, across all aircraft.
Especially those folks.
But especially, this is like our most advanced aircraft. Yeah, they can't afford to be like, oh, no, you're out of here. We'll just get somebody else. So it would have to be something so egregious.
Five planes to mess up.
Yeah.
you get five. Like, if you do it more than five, you're out of the program. But for right now, we'll do a five.
Okay. My only final theory is this. They were flying along, training exercise, boring. They'd been up there for a while. They had a podcast on. They were getting a little sleepy. They wake up. They're like, oh, shit, I'm way off course. They turn around to see where they're at because they don't use equipment. They just use their eyeballs, right? In a $1 trillion.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Their elbow accidentally hit something. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Now something's going awry. They have an uncle who has a ton of property in South Kakalaki. Mm-hmm. They're like, listen, we got to hide the evidence. I fucked up. There's going to be an F-35 crashing in your back pond in T-minus 7 minutes. Get ready to chop that sucker up and bury it in the landfill over at Uncle Denny's. Okay. That happens. They eject, lands on their uncle's farm. No evidence, nothing. They get off scot-free. They say it was
the body, no crime.
Yeah. That's what my expert military opinion as a former Lance Corporal in the U.S. Marine Corps about a decade ago. That's what I think happened.
I think you're absolutely right. And the only way that we could probably figure it out what happened is to check our cameras that we got from SimpliSafe, because it is official. Fall is here. If you're like me, you're settling back into your busier routine with the kids at school and spare time filled with soccer practice and seasonal activities. Your home may be sitting empty and vulnerable. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security and their revolutionary home monitoring innovation, 24/7 live guard protection. It's designed to help stop crime in real time. Now, if an intruder breaks into your home, SimpliSafe's professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them through SimpliSafe's new alarm A smart alarm, wireless indoor camera. Its 24/7 live guard protection is made possible by the new smart alarm, wireless indoor camera, available with a fast protect monitoring plan. The new smart alarm indoor camera is the only indoor camera that can trigger the alarm and instantly deter intruders with a built-in siren. It has a physical privacy shutter to provide protection when you need it and privacy when you don't. 24/7 live guard protection and a new smart alarm indoor camera can work seamlessly as part of the Simply Safe system to keep your home safe from break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Install your way, do it yourself in about 30 minutes, or have Simply Safe experts set it up for you. Either way, it's easy to protect your home. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for the Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/ZBT. That's simplysafe.com/ZBT. There's no safe like Simply Safe. What do we got for round two, Kate?
All right, round number two, a U.S. Navy civilian employee buckling under the weight of massive student loan debt but infatuated with a European travel agency hatched a scheme to improperly funnel more than $26 million worth of military contracts to an Italian company she hoped would hire her away. I read about this lady, and it sounds like working with her was straight up not a good time. Anyway, mechanical engineer Nicole Kristen Schuster allegedly helped rig bids in favor of a Milan-based supplier of highly specialized vertical lathes and milling machines used to fabricate submarine propellers and other crucial parts. So this lady works with selling contracts for machines that build subs, basically.
Yeah. And it's not like a wood lathe that you see on like Bob Vila. It's like a super expensive... These are like million-dollar, multi-million-dollar machines that she's selling.
To sweeten the deal so that her little Milan-based supplier, because she wants to be living that European life, she wants these Milan contracts, Schuster regularly...
She wants some Italian dick. That's basically what this story comes down to. She is... Which, good on her. If you could get some Italian cocking, you got to do it. No offense, cons.
Spicy meatball. To sweeten the deal, Schuster regularly baked homemade cookies for the Italians in an ongoing effort to be in their good graces. Schuster worked at the
Real quick. You do that once. It's like, oh, that was a nice gesture. You do it again and again. And I'm like, all right, enough with the cookies. All right. I don't know. I think I would get tired of it eventually.
That's fired content, Kim. My goodness. Anyway.
Former colleague.
Schuster.
True.
Maybe it was all the cookies.
I loved them. Great. Best cookies I ever had, to be honest with you. Schuster, 32, worked at the Naval Foundry and Propeller Center in Philly from 2015 to 2020. Down, I took you guys to that Navy Yard. We got pork sandwiches down there. Anyway.
I think we actually saw Nicole there. She was.
We saw Nicole. She offered us
Nicole
cookies.
Was in line waiting for the Knicks.
She had a dog in her mouth, too.
Right. Anyway, then she was at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard in the state of Washington. She was a project lead on several multi-million dollar projects supporting both Columbia class and Virginia class subs. She was good at her job, but considered crazy by some of her coworkers, who also told NCIS agents that the Georgia Tech grad was a compulsive liar, a manipulator, and often used flirting to get her way, noting that Schuster received a formal warning in 2017 for offensive, vulgar, and racial comments.
Yikes.
Okay, not great. Schuster
a little bit
told
of a
others,
wild card here. Sounds like
she would have been a great infantryman.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Schuster told others that she hated working at NFPC and that she would love to work for the Italian company. The people there were nice to her, according to the affidavit. All these people I work with are being mean to me because I'm a crazy bitch. That's not fair. These Italians will like me better. Anyways, they say she may have been dating one of the Italian counterparts, further blurring boundaries. I mean, on one hand, it's nice to go to dinner with someone who's cultured and can pick good wine and puts effort in, Schuster said in a text to a colleague, like more than any guy I've ever dated. On the other hand, this is a big one. He's 19 years older than me and lives in Italy. I want a job at the Italian company. And even now, it's a conflict of interest. This is a woman who spent way too much time on Instagram looking at influencers and was like, I can be this too. I want this jet setter lifestyle. and is not in touch with reality.
And Kate, let's apply. Like, you're a competent woman. Like, you have a degree in mechanical engineering from Georgia Tech. Pretty good school for engineering.
Yeah, up there.
Fucking apply. You have experience being the lead on multiple government projects, including bringing in multi-million dollar contracts to the U.S.
government. I'm going to speak for all three of us.
Go on LinkedIn once. This ain't like a Barstool employee. I got to take what I can get. I've been at Barstool 7 years now, wrote some ridiculous shit online. I'm not working for the New York Times. I don't have that ability. You're an engineer. Just apply somewhere else.
Hear me out, though. I think I speak for all three of us when I say, if you had to either update your resume and go back through and redo a resume or stroke a little bit of Italian dick, we're all stroking the Italian dick. Am I right?
Brother, why not both?
Anyways, our office and the federal agencies with whom we take government work very seriously, we take fraud seriously, blah, 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 according to the U.S. contractors, especially when we discover alleged misconduct relating to the U.S. military contracts, such as those in this case, which involve naval submarines. And this whole investigation began with a tip, not an Italiano one. Okay, that was later. On June 26th of 2020,
big tip.
A former NFPC employee contacted NCIS to report what they thought. They're like, there's conflicts of interest going on between this woman, Schuster, and the Italians. Schuster was drawing up procurement specifications for equipment on which the Italian company was bidding while simultaneously actively seeking to work for that company. So she is like heavily, heavily pushing them ahead of all others, not giving other companies like a fair shot to bid, blah, blah, blah. Schuster had a lot of student loan debt, which was more than one coworker's mortgage on their home. So they're saying she's got a motive. A colleague told investigators that Schuster said her parents were no longer helping pay off her loans. Schuster is charged only with unlawful disclosure of procurement and not accepting bribes or kickbacks, though. In late July, NCIS agents gained access to unclassified portions of her U.S. Navy email account. The messages suggested that Schuster was not only sharing competitors' proprietary info, she was unlawfully drafting bid requests to match the Italian company's proposals so no other supplier vying for the business could possibly win. So she's feeding the Italians, here's what all the other competitors are doing, so you go ahead and top that shit, make it easier on yourselves. Another coworker told NCIS that she was infatuated with trips to Italy and wanted to be in the good graces of the Italian companies so she could go to Italy more often. Baked cookies, talked about looking for a new job, expressed outrage that another company was competing for a contract that she wanted the Italians to win. And she says, hopefully I don't get in trouble when they back the fuck off, but I swear if they fuck up this contract, I will ruin them. And this is a woman who's supposed to be representing all these companies equally, if I'm understanding this correctly.
Yeah, well, the government contracting process, there's a lot of checks and balances to do just that, to be fair to everyone and have a fair competition. Now, there are certain people that do things of this nature and they kind of game the system a little bit, but by and large, it's a
that's an understatement.
Yeah, slightly understatement there. Yeah. But
why do you have the former Secretary of Defense on the board at Halliburton? No idea. Anyway, where are we going to get all of our weapons from?
Say.
Like, that's what pisses me. This is like a microcosm of how we do business on the government side, like federally. Mm. This is how everything happens. But somebody that gets $26 million, you're like, oh my God, this is huge. This happens in the billions of dollar range every fucking year in our government, our DOD budget. This is how things, I think what I said the other week is exactly right. That's the reason why we're supplying so much ammunition and money to Ukraine, because we already have it on lock. Those people are going to get their monies because it's contracted.
Look at the politicians on the Armed Services Committee and watch their stock picks, and you tell me what's going on.
Kate's bringing in Halliburton money now, following Nancy and Dan.
Schuster had a direct line to the CEO of this Italian company, and apparently it just got deeper and deeper. She got deeper in with them. People carrying heavy debt loads are high security risks as far as the Pentagon's concerned. And this woman just was a walking red flag, apparently.
Yeah. I think, too, when you just stack lie on top of nefarious behavior, eventually, you could be the smartest person in the world. Eventually, you're going to trip up. Something's going to happen, and it's all going to come crumbling down. So it just pays to just not be a dishonest person.
All right, but that being said, Kate, you're in this position. You're Katie Engineer from Georgia Tech. You got Mama's got some student loans. You got some things that you need to pay off, and also Mama has her eye on that $1,600 bassinet, and you need to get some things going. How much would you do the same thing that this woman did? Because I would do it a million. If I wanted to go to Italy, bro, like, what's the difference to me? $26 million or $28 million, give it to the Italians. It's fine. Well, I'll just go drink some wine.
No, I sound like a dork here, but I've actually always, when it really, really comes down to it, as much of a scumbag as I am, I do have, like, I'm not a cheater. I don't do shit like that. I do have a moral compass, like, oddly enough, that, like,
right. Now I look like the only piece at of night, shit like, on the podcast. Because I know.
I'm sorry, but there's no way I would do it. I would just, what I would do is make an OnlyFans to show my butthole is what I would do.
Oh.
Okay. So I would keep it.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Legal, I would do it that way. The Italians could.
Italians being on butthole? I'm not sure. But, are they?
But I'm not doing that. And like you said, this happens all the time. Last year, a contracting officer was sentenced to 12 months in prison and had to forfeit $60,000 in bribes and pay a $500,000 fine. On Tuesday, a South Korean contractor had to pay a $9 million fine for rigging shit. No, lest we forget Fat Albert, who somehow slipped away from everybody and hid for a while, like an F-35 jet for a minute before they found him. Regardless, Schuster underwent ongoing on-the-job training, including those ethics courses. So it's like, beyond a reasonable doubt, you know she knew better than to do this stuff. She took to wearing her ID badge on a lanyard branded with the Italian company's name, laughingly expressing surprise in text messages, basically being like, as long as the Italians get the contract, I'm happy. Ciao, Nicole.
Well, that's basically the end of this story with this woman. She does this kind of thing. My favorite part to end her conversation is that she's so in love with Italy. It's like when you go on vacation to a place like Jamaica, where you come back, all of a sudden you like weed a little bit more. You're a huge Bob Marley head. You got a couple of his vinyls. That's what this lady has turned into with Italy. But instead of buying like Bob Marley albums, she's ending all of her emails with ciao. Like, so she's trying to do all this stuff with the Italian is just like, okay, well, ciao. See you later. Ciao. Ciao. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah, I think
were you
a
ciao head when you
came
back, Hans, from Italy?
No, I wasn't. Mm. But I will say, at points in my career, I've randomly dealt with people who are native to Hawaii, and they do aloha in their emails. Yeah. It's hard not to aloha back because it's just really good vibe. You're like, yeah, aloha. All right.
Yeah. I got addicted to aloha when I went to Hawaii too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also, arigato is a big one in Japan too. You get addicted to arigato big time. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to round number three. What do we got here, Kate?
All right, the word vigilante has a negative connotation. However, the word is of Spanish origin and means watchman or guard. Call the boot girls in Atlanta vigilantes if you want, because it seems apt. These two women are on a mission to remove boots from cars in their city. I've watched their TikToks. I follow them, and I'm obsessed with them. These two ladies, they are dressed super to the nines. They're cute as hell, and they put on their ski masks and they go around town, and they have a device that can take boots off cars for people when you're
different type of boot bitches than we normally talk about on this show.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. And those are those huge metal clunky devices that get clamped onto your wheels to prevent your car from moving, so that you have to pay your fines. And they're like
infuriating too.
They leave business cards on drive around Atlanta looking for cars that are booted. They have a little business card that they leave on these cars, or they hope to catch the driver and be like, we can take this off for you for a way cheaper fee than what the city's going to charge you. And it's working really well. Boot Baby and Boot Shiesty is what they call themselves. Yeah, they obtained a boot key from someone who manufactured the tool, and $50 each, they'll take that off.
Amazon. So, that's where they got it. It's from Amazon. You can buy them off of Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Parking companies, private property, private booting companies, they're super pissed about this. And the City of Atlanta Police Department is saying it's not illegal to own a boot key, but what the public needs to know, if you use a boot key to take this off your vehicle, you can be charged with criminal trespass, theft of services, damage to property, second degree. Who gives a shit? I'm calling these
people. You can't be charged with trespassing unless you have been already warned and been notified that you have been trespassed from an area. You can't trespass a thing. Like, a thing can't be trespassed. So all of those things that they're saying, absolutely not true. If you live in the Atlanta area or somebody that's offering this, you got to do it. I think booting people's stuff is ridiculous anyways. Have you guys ever had your car booted?
Yes.
Look
so
who you're talking
in,
to. Yes.
I mean, Philadelphia, really notorious. But even more so, Hoboken is notorious. We have these parking enforcers with the police department that just all they do all day is go around because there's nowhere to park in Hoboken, more or less. Like, all the streets are narrow. Residents park there. There's just never any parking. So people get real inventive with where they want to park. And I have been, you know, I've paid for like parking and been a minute late and then, you know, gotten a boot or gotten a ticket. The boot, as you said, it's just a way to ensure you pay the ticket right away because you can't get it off unless you pay it. Whereas with a regular parking ticket, you could just drive away, never pay that if you don't want, really. It's just a moneymaker, ultimately, for whatever city.
And it's a fucked up one, too, because think about the people that live in your area. Like, you live in a more affluent part of Hoboken, for sure. But for people that don't make that much money or you're already living paycheck to paycheck and you make a simple 1 or 2 minute mistake, now all of a sudden you don't have the ability even to push out that payment a month or 2 months like you would on a normal parking ticket. Now you got to pay that $50, $60 right now.
Oh, God. No, Chaps. It's more like $250,
$300. I know.
You have to return the boot. You have to return the boot. It's a pain in the ass.
Well, in Atlanta, it's not so bad.
Yeah, you got to bring the boot back.
Parking violations make the city about $5.5 million a year. In New York, parking violations make the city about $545 million per year. Philadelphia,
$545 million
per year. Philadelphia, $135 million. San Francisco, $99 million. So Atlanta, measly $5.5 million. Dallas, $2.8 million. Austin, $2.5 million. San Antonio, $1.9 million. But $545 million is generated by parking tickets. I was most of that.
I was a politician, like a Republican politician, I would say, look, red states, we're not giving you a lot of parking boots. Like, so you might want to come here if you don't want to get all those crazy parking tickets that those libs in San Francisco and New York are giving you.
Seriously. Yeah.
Chicago, $264 million. So it's a lot. So anyway, shout out to the boot girls and everything they're doing to help out their Atlantans. Hopefully I make friends with some boot girls in Chicago who can help me when my car inevitably gets booted.
Yeah,
so I still have my jersey plates. I still have my jersey plates and a Pennsylvania license that maybe it's expired. I don't know.
Barstool Sports and Foreplay have partnered up with Skillz, the leading sports skill training brand, to develop co-branded golf training aids that will help you improve your game. The Skillz Barstool Golf line was designed to help sharpen every aspect of your game from tee to green. The products help you develop your swing, whether it's gaining distance, improving accuracy, chipping around the greens, or dialing in your putting. All products are made by golfers for golfers. They were developed by industry experts who understand the game. Skillz Barstool Golf products are now available at golfgalaxy.com/barstool or in store at Golf Galaxy and select Dick's Sporting Goods House of Sport locations.
Could be. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Kate, we'll start with you.
I don't think I have anything, which is shocking. It's just body complaints. And then I already went over that. So yeah, no, nothing crazy for me. What about you guys?
Once. Army victorious in the ZBT Bowl. ZBT Bowl 4.
You gotta start reminding me, Cons. I think this is the second year in a row that it's been on a Friday, right?
Yeah, for whatever reason.
And I was out And somebody was like, why aren't you tweeting about your UTSA Roadrunners getting their ass kicked? And I was like, I mean, I had no idea it was happening.
Yeah. You texted me, you're like, totally forgot the game was on. Your coach, he was hysterical after the game. He's like, there's got to be a better way, an easier way to make a living than coaching football.
You know, people took that seriously too. Like that he would
people are stupid. People are stupid. Dude, I like to cut his jib.
Breeze football.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously a very good coach. You guys have had a lot of success with him. I think he kind of just made an offhanded joke in the heat of the moment, you know, coming off a tough loss. So for people to take that seriously was just absolutely ridiculous. Two things really quickly. Someone tweeted at me today. I forget what the context was, but someone tweeted at all three of us about the tax break you get living in Wisconsin, I think it is, if you're a disabled veteran in terms of your property tax.
Yeah, Hannah Fryer, former rough and rowdy fighter and she's in the military. She's awesome.
Yeah. So look around your state because there's so many great tax breaks or, you know, advantages to being a veteran or especially if you're a disabled veteran in your state. Just it's worth looking up. You're probably leaving money out there on the table. Takes 2 seconds. Look it up. I encourage that. Lastly, so, you know, we're starting to ruminate about what we're going to do with each room in the house. And Alex suggested a wallpaper for me in my office. And it was navy with like ropes. And I'm like, navy with like ropes from a ship? And you think I'm going to put this in my office? And I'm going to get a text in a second. Like, no, I'm definitely doing that. Like, do you know who I am? And we're just going to blatantly just smack me in the face?
I wouldn't get too up in arms about it, Cons, because next thing you know, you're going to be in a blue office. You know, just as good as your wife is a lot like mine, where if she's decorating something,
yeah,
it's happening, and you just got to learn to become excited about it.
Text I just received. Dude, it's going to happen, and now I'm pissed because you're calling it out.
Yep. I told you. I knew it as soon as it came out of your mouth. I knew she sits out there and she works from home. And now Maggie loves Navy stuff too. Like she's going to just associate the color of Navy with her dad, which I'm sure is exactly what you want. Oh, and can we talk about your first world officer problems looking for somebody to do the maintenance on your fancy vintage car? That was preposterous. Does anyone on Twitter know where I can keep somebody that will take care of a 1967 Henley?
1968 Austin Healey, the same car that George Banks drove in Father of the Bride. Yes. I need a mechanic. It's a tough car to work on. What can I say?
I mean, Jersey Jerry might have somebody.
That's true. I'm going to reach out to Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else, Kate, now that you're out of the PMT's office and you can actually talk, do you have anything?
Things are a little dicey in Chicago still. Things are a little dicey. We're not in the new studio yet. That date keeps getting pushed back little by little. So there's a ton of us here. It's very crowded and it's tough to find studio space sometimes. So that's why I am on the move and sound like dog shit.
Mine, because Cons was mentioning looking into the veteran things that you can get to reduce the cost of in your state. One here in Illinois, medical marijuana. Like if you do recreational marijuana here, they tax it at like 40%. So if you go and buy just a little bit, it's $100. It ends up being $140, which is a ton, you know. And I went and got my medical card from here. They take all those taxes off and give you a discount. So it really saves you like 50%. So there's little things like that. And if you have a VA disability, it automatically qualifies you for the medical marijuana card. So it's something to look into.
I'm saying, there's probably something that you just don't know about. So I'll look into it.
And I will say the being in the office every day is great. I love seeing everybody. You can't blog from in there. It's just impossible. If your primarily job here is writing, good luck doing it in an office because it's not fun. I don't know.
No, how when I blog, I need quiet. I can't. And I'm a social person, as you guys know. When I'm over in the office, just like there's always a conversation happening that you want to be a part of. It's tough.
Well, there's a lot of paranoia in my heart because I feel like when I'm not here and I'm blogging from home, I feel like it's like a mark against me that I'm not here. And then when I'm here, I'm not getting anything done. And so then I feel like to the editors in New York. I look like a piece of shit. I feel like it's a weird time right now. I'm paranoid.
It is a weird time.
Yeah. For sure. A good time. Good to be here. But yeah.
But I have a request from the listener too. So I've been riding my bike to work still. And it's about a 35 minute bike ride every day. And I really like to listen to music and sing along while I'm like riding into work. So I put in my AirPods and I'm going down. I like to listen to like Celine Dion and Whitney Houston, even some Evanescence. I get into Evanescence every now and then. So if you have any good playlist with like songs that you sing in the shower or anything like that, send them over my way because I need to add some new ones to the old repertoire. I've been doing Taylor Swift. I've been singing Swifty. One of the best ones. So I've been asking people as I leave the office, which album should I do? PFT gave me Queen. So I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike and having a good time. Having a good time. Going on this elevated bike path that they have here called the 606. Like you can go on there and there's hardly anybody up there. So you can go, I go like 30 miles an hour on that thing and just like in and out of people, like by people. So much fun. So if you have any recommendations, shoot them over to me on Twitter or just email them to cons@barstoolsports.com. Let him know what music you think I should listen to and he'll forward those over to me.
I will. You know I will.
I know you will. That's why I love you. We'll see you guys here next week. It's on the retreat.